Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Tuesday. It is the 24th of August, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Jeff Gamet. Hi, Jeff.
Howdy do, buckaroos. I'm Kelly Gamont. I'm Jeff Gamet. Hey, Kelly.
Howdy do, Jeff.
Howdy do.
Apparently, it's going to be that day, kids. Buckle up. So today we've got a stack of tips for you. And this is one of those shows where you can sort of follow along with some of the stuff that we're actually talking about. And if you do, like, just in the amount of time that the show takes, you will have dramatically improved several aspects of your Apple hardware using life. And I don't believe I'm overstating that in any way. So,
wow, no pressure there.
Well, I want to start with an update to something that we already talked about. Last week, we talked about a nifty tip to disable notifications about shortcuts.
Right. Yeah, that would be when I had a crash and burn.
Failure live on the air. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. Yeah. So it turns out when I was walking us through the steps to disable shortcut automations notifications, uh-huh. And it didn't work for me, it's because it didn't work for me. And it works for, like, normal people, not people that have somehow managed to screw up some setting somewhere on their phone, so it just doesn't work.
Okay.
So it really works. It was just me.
Okay. Well, it's good news that it does work. And what you have to do, let's just run people through that real quick for people who maybe missed that last week. You go into screen time, mm-hmm. if I recall correctly. Settings and then screen time, because that makes complete sense. And then in screen time, you go, like, you last week, this week.
Well, you want to see all activity first, so okay. Tap that, mm-hmm. and then make sure that you're looking at week view.
Okay.
And then you might have to scroll down a little bit so you can see the apps that that are most used.
Yes.
But then you get that little bar at the top that says this week, last week.
Yeah.
And tap the little arrow that says that takes you to last week.
Okay.
And then tap the right arrow to bring you back to this week. And that does a trigger thing so that you can actually get at what it is that you really want to get at, which is the setting that lets you turn off the notifications.
Okay.
So then in that most used list, mm-hmm. Just scroll down until you see shortcuts.
Okay.
And then when you tap that, if you're not me, then you get an option to turn off notifications.
Excellent. Well, that's
yes.
Not being you, but it's excellent that that's a thing that you can do now, because I know a lot of people who have mentioned to me, like, why does it tell me that it's running? I know it ran because, like, it did the thing I wanted it to do.
It automatically did the thing it was supposed to
do.
Right.
It did what it wanted, what I told it to do, and I don't need further, you know, alerts about that. So, cool. Now, while we're on the subject of shortcuts, you have a shortcut that beats my two-step shortcut by literally being a single step.
Okay, so that means my shortcut is half the size and twice as good?
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, you know.
Okay, so you're talking about my shortcut where I turn on noise canceling for my AirPods Pro.
Yes.
Right. Okay. So yes, it's a single step. And I even made a video
so that
people can follow along. But since we have all of Kelly's minions here today, we can just, like, run through it real fast. Yeah. Okay. So in the shortcuts app, mm-hmm. and I did this on my iPhone, so you can follow along.
Okay.
Tap the plus in the upper right-hand corner.
Yes.
To make a new shortcut. Mm-hmm. Right? Then tap add action. And now search. and search for AirPods, because that's the easiest way to find the action that you need that you won't ever remember the name of.
Yes.
And it's set noise control mode.
Okay.
All right. So now select that one. And so now you have a single action in your shortcut. Mm-hmm. Now all we have to do is fill in the blanks. Okay. So at this point it says set noise control mode on, and then it says route, which is weird. Why doesn't it say device?
Yes,
or
that's
output.
Weird. Yeah.
And oh, I forgot. Before you start this, put your AirPods in, because it needs to actually be able to see the device.
Oh, okay.
So that you can select it.
Okay.
And but you know, if you don't have them in yet, go ahead and pop them in, and you probably have to tap cancel and then tap route again.
Okay.
And so then we've now selected our AirPods, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now you'll be back looking at your action again.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, like in my case, it says set noise control mode on Jeff's AirPods Pro.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says two. And now you have another option that you can tap.
Okay. Yeah.
So tap on that. And it gives you the options of transparency, just the no function happening
off.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yes, off. And then
noise cancellation or transparency. Or there's an option for ask each time. So if you want to be prompted, you can do that
too. Right, but we don't want to be prompted. We want it just to work.
Yes.
Right. Okay. So in this case, we set it to noise canceling.
Yes.
And sorry, I got slow for a second. I kept having all these alerts pop up on my phone, which was awesome. And okay. So now that you've done that, upper right hand corner, you've got your little button for next. Tap that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now give it a name. And the name you want to give it is what you want to say when you say, hey, S lady. And then it turns on noise canceling.
Okay.
So in the video that I did, I called it silent running, which I found incredibly funny.
I love it. Well, that's what mine's going to be called. All right.
All right.
Now I got to just change the icon to something cooler. So.
Right. And so now you're done.
Yep.
And now when you say, hey, S lady, silent running while you're wearing your AirPods Pro, boom, noise canceling turns on.
Ooh.
So I did a second one that I call normal mode.
Uh-huh.
And in that one, it's the exact same action. Uh-huh. But I set it to transparency mode so that I can just hear what's going on around me.
Very cool. Now,
so here we go.
There's one. And the one that this beats is mine for set audio to, and then you choose your AirPods or whatever. My problem is that I have a pair of AirPods Pro and AirPod Pros. And I have many Apple devices because I have a home computer and I have my work computer and I have my iPad and I have my phone and I have my work phone. And I can never tell which one is the one my headphones are hooked up to. And so I have a shortcut called headphones. And so I say, hey lady, headphones. And it's two steps. It sets the audio to the AirPods and then it plays a sound so I can make sure that the sound comes out of my headphones. That's why it's two steps. And
that's clever.
It's super handy. And I like it because my headphones, like I connect these to most of these devices on a regular basis. So it's nice to just have it as an option for like, no, I need them connected to this phone where I'm about to make a phone call and I can just tell it headphones and it works. And so that's very nice. So the other one, we have a couple other tips we want to talk about. The first is how to sign stuff. And this is because sometimes you get a PDF and maybe you want to sign it on your iPad or maybe you want to sign it on your Mac and you can do that. So Jeff, you have a video about signing on the iPad, right?
Right. Okay. And okay. So the premise in the tip is that I've got my iPad in hand and I get an email, and it has a document I need to sign attached to it, you know, like a PDF or whatever. And so now I can just tap on the document in mail, and then I tap on the markup tool, and then I can choose whatever I want to sign with a pen or whatever.
Yeah.
And I just use my finger or my Apple Pencil and sign directly on that that file that's on screen.
Yeah.
And then I can save it. I can, you know, airdrop it. I can email it.
Email it back. Whatever. Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. From right there. And that's it. Just using markup as a signing tool.
Yeah. Which is a reasonably recent development. You can also take a photo of, you can also sign something, take a picture of it, and have that picture be mailed if you have to do it, you know, by pen, you know, on paper, like an animal, you know, if you're dealing with someplace that hasn't gotten with the times, but there's an easy way to email it. You can do that. Now, another quick tip, I'm going to step through this one, is you can do the same thing using Preview on your Mac. So if you open up Preview and you open up a document, doesn't matter which one, just open up a document. There's some, you know, and it doesn't matter if you even have to sign it. So just go ahead and open up something in Preview. And then when you go to the markup tool, if you click the little pen, you get the extra little pop down of all the tools that you can use, the text select and the highlighting and all those things. And one of them looks like a signature. There's a line with a little X and what looks like a cursive J, and it says sign. And if you click on that, you get an option for, I think it says create signature. And then when you click on create signature, then you can either sign with your trackpad. If you have a laptop, you can sign with your trackpad. I think it lets you sign with a mouse if you're on an iMac or something. And then the next option is camera, where you can sign a piece of paper and hold that piece of paper up to the camera on your computer, and it will scan that signature for you. Or the third option.
Before you do that, I want to point out something really cool about the camera thing.
Yeah.
When it does that, when it scans a piece of paper, it figures out what the background is and cuts that out for you.
Yeah.
So when you've dropped the signature onto the document, it looks like you actually wrote it on the document. You don't have like a white box around it.
Yeah. There's not a background or anything behind it. Yeah. As long as you use white paper and good lighting, you're solid. But the third option is the one that is magical, and that's the one that says iPhone. So you click on iPhone, and if you pick up your own iPhone, it will sort of go black and it will show you, like, here's a screen for you to sign. And you can use a stylus, like if you were actually signing something with a pen or a pencil, or you can use your finger if you prefer. If you have a scribbly signature, maybe that's, you know, just as easy. And then once you do that, it magically appears. And then here's the second piece of this that's magical. It will save that signature for you. And then next time, if you have a signature there that you already want to use, you can just click on it and it will drop it on the document, and then you can move it around where it needs to go. It's really nice.
That is so cool.
I found the iPhone one on accident because I didn't have my iPad available to sign something. So the tip you needed, I was like, well, I'm going to have to see if I can do this on my computer, because I can use the trackpad if I have to. Right. And then I'm like, why does it say iPhone? And discovered it on accident. And I feel like Apple should be shouting about that feature because it's great. Now,
they should.
We want to talk for a minute about something. And I'm going to give a shout out to David here, who's the host of In Touch with iOS, David Ginsberg, because first of all, just because he's awesome and I love being on his show. Jeff and I are both regular guests. I think I can speak for Jeff as well, that it's lovely to be there. And so you should check out In Touch with iOS. And one of the things I want to do is spend a minute on telling people about the control center. Now, if you have a Face ID phone and you pull down from the Wi-Fi and the battery on the top right hand corner, on the right hand side of the notch, or the eyebrow, you know, depending what you think of it. If you pull down from that, it gives you a bunch of little options that are available to you. You've got volume and brightness and do not disturb. And if you were playing something recently, there's like a little now playing that shows up there. You've got airplane mode and all the individual radios. And you can customize all of this. This is the part I want to make sure we talk about. You can customize what shows up here and what doesn't show up here. And what's there now, if you don't already know, can be super duper useful. So if you pull down next to the time and you look at the control center on your phone, one of the things you will probably see, because I think it's in there by default, is the flashlight. Now, if you press hold on the flashlight, it will give you a bar of brightness. There's five little blocks in it, and you can have your flashlight on the lowest setting, or you can turn it all the way up to obnoxious if you so desire. But there's modes for the flashlight. So if you've ever noticed, like, turning on the light on the back of your camera is blinding, you can adjust that. The Apple TV remote app is in here. And you can, here's the thing, you can add other stuff. So if you want an easy way to get to wallet, because you don't always have it on your home screen or whatever, you can put the wallet in there. So it's just pull down and tap and you're at your wallet wherever it lives. You can also put other things in there. One of the ones, Jeff, I think you and I talked about was magnify. You can put the
magnifier.
You can put the magnifier in there, which basically takes your camera and zooms it in a little bit. And then you point your camera at things and they're easier to read or see. I use this all the time for the little sticker with the serial number on the back of the thing, because they print them really small now. So I use it for that all the time. I've added the timer to mine and the wallet to my, and the wallet button for mine. And then, like, accessibility, if you have more than one accessibility shortcut you like to use, you can switch between them here. You can add that as an option. And the way that you make changes to this, first of all, go get a little bit familiar with what's in there, because it's super handy to just sort of know what you've got. And then what you do is, in the settings app, right under general is control center. And it will show you the things that you can do. And it will show you at the top, here's what's included. And here are more controls. And there's things in there like adjusting the text size. There's stopwatch, low power mode. If you use that a lot, you can flip in and out of that easily by adding a button there.
My control center.
Do not disturb while driving. If you are a person who still drives anywhere regularly, that might be handy to have in there for you. Announce messages with Siri. You may want to turn that on and off. Sleep mode is one that I have in mind, because sometimes my needs adjusted and I never remember where to go for it. And I have screen recording and the timer and a couple of accessibility shortcuts. So I have the accessibility shortcut in there. You can add Shazam, the music recognition. If you're tired of saying, "Hey lady, who sings that song?" you can do that in there. And if you just take a few minutes and look at what options are available to you and make a few changes to the control center, it can make your iPhone using life immeasurably better. So I look forward to hearing from all of you that I've added this thing and you were right. My life is better.
Yes. And Kelly, the two settings at the top of the control center settings list. Uh-huh. To me, those actually turned out to be really important. The first one being access within apps.
Yes.
I want that turned on so that I can access control center without leave an app first.
Yeah, without having to go back to the home screen, you can just pull down and do the thing.
Right. And since I have HomeKit set up, I turned on show home controls.
Oh, right.
And so so now it's kind of like this dynamically changing set of buttons for my smart home because it learns and figures out which controls I'm probably going to need at any given time. Mm-hmm. But if you're not doing anything with smart home control, turn that off because you don't need to fill up your screen with stuff you're not using.
Right. And it does give you, I just did that myself because I didn't remember there was home control as an option until you said that. And I didn't have anything in HomeKit until recently. So it adds two rows of buttons. One of them is a big one for home that takes you to favorites. And then it gives you two more buttons next to that and then four across the bottom. And I'm assuming those change over time as stuff gets used and not used. So
yes,
those are super cool.
And for me, sometimes it's smart switches. Sometimes it's lights. Sometimes it's one or more of my HomePods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Depending on what you're doing with them. If you play podcasts on a HomePod every morning about 10 a.m., then maybe, you know, that starts showing up about 10 a.m. So we'll see. Mm-hmm. I appreciate these tips very much. Thank you, Jeff, for coming by to give us all these. That's pretty great. And if anyone has any other ideas about this, or if you did customize Control Center and want to share with us what you added, I would love to hear it. You can get us at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or by leaving comments in the show notes. Thanks so much to Jeff Gamet for coming by today. It's always a pleasure to have you here. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. Let's be careful out there.